662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KAYT.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Every time I come on this broadcast on Saturdays, meanwhile I be on my way to the station here, you know, I just be praising the Lord and giving him glory and honor and praise and thanks for allowing me such a privileged opportunity. I tell you, you know, this hour is the highlight of my week. Now, I don't think I'd be stretching it if I would say that this is the greatest hour of the week for me. Thank God for the other hours, you know, and my family and everything else. But when it comes to this right here, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that I'm in the will of God for my life. That's personal. That's between me and my Father. I say that to say this, so that when I come up on this broadcast to you, and to those of you who are under the sound of my voice, you know, it's God's word to you. Whenever I be talking about the kingdom of God, in simple terms, it just means what God is doing. There are a lot of things that we are doing for God, and those are good things. And we should be doing those things. But there are some things, man, you know, that God is doing in us. And for us, that's far greater than the good things that we do in and for him. And if we're not careful, we'll get preoccupied with the good things at the expense of forfeiting the great things. I'm going to say something wrong right here. You know, you have an enemy. And man, his most successful tactic against you as a believer, as a child of God, his most successful tactic against you, the church, would be to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. So he'll preoccupy us with all the good things. What's the good thing? All the things that we could do for God. and in God. All of them. The whole totality of them. All those are good things. But boy, there are some things, man, that God want to do in and for us. That's far greater than anything that we could even think or imagine or come up to do, come up with that we could do for him. But when Jesus Christ come preaching, that's what his message was. Not so much as what we could do for him, but what he has done for us. That's the good news about the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of God. That's why the scriptures say in Matthew, you know, they say, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you know what that means? If you seek first what God is doing and his way of putting you in right standings with him, then all of the kingdom of heaven. When he say all these things, he's talking about all of the kingdom of heaven. All these things will be added unto you. All of the kingdom of heaven. You'll be able to function in and partake of the kingdom of heaven. But if you get it, if you do it God's way, if you find out what God is doing and has done in us and get in on that, see, we're not careful, we try to get God in on what we're doing instead of us getting in on what God doing. You know, in the prayer, the seminar prayer that Jesus taught, you know, the first request in the prayer after this, you know, the opening, the salutation, acknowledge who he is, our Father, acknowledging where he is in heaven, then giving him praise, hallowed be thy name. Then the first request is, Lord, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. In earth, just as it is in heaven. Now give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Listen, the first request was not, you know, hey, what we want God to do for us. The first request was, Lord, your kingdom come, and your will be done. What? Lord, what you doing? How can I help you accomplish what you're doing? What you want me to do for you? How can I help you? How can I serve you? How can I, what you want me to do for you? That's the first request. Not what we want him to do for us. That's in there, but you got to get your priorities in line. And when we get that in line like that, then we can say, hey, now give me this day my daily bread. Everything that I have need of to accomplish what? Thy kingdom and thy will in my life here on earth. So that it can begin to be in my life here on earth just like it is in heaven. Where it, Arthur? On the inside of me. In my heart. In my spirit. In my soul. Then in my body. Then the manifestation of it on the earth. That's what God doing. He establishing, man, his kingdom, not so much as on the earth right now. He establishing his kingdom in the earth. What's in the earth? In you, in me, in his children. That's what he's doing. He say, where's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? Is it over there? Is it over here? He say, no, it's right now. He say, it's among you. That's what Jesus said. It's within your reach. But when I finish what the Father sent me to do, it's not only going to be among you, but it's going to be on the inside of you. Hallelujah. It's going to be within you. It's going to be in you. You know, the God job is an inside job. He works from the inside out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God compares all your circumstances, all your situations, all your symptoms, all your problems, everything, you know, all the things that you're thinking, you know, like he didn't pass you up, didn't hear you. He go past all of that, and he take up residence on the inside of you, in your spirit. He used to live among us, you know, because he said, I am never leaving nor forsaken. But now, man, as you've been born again and you receive Christ into your life, he not only live among you, but he on the inside of you. He in you. It might be a mystery right now, but it's a mystery being that's been hidden, but it's now being manifested. In the book of Colossians, the first chapter 23, it says this, you know, I show you a mystery that's been hidden. What? Christ in you. The hope of glory. In you. The hope of glory. I'm going to say that one more time. Christ in you. The hope of glory. And guess what? You might not have received it. I know you know it and you heard of it. But he lives in you. He really do. But where he lived at might be hidden to you. He live in your spirit. I feel a little shift. I'm reminded of a scripture that Jesus said. He said this. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have no life in you. You don't have this life on the inside of you. In other words, simple. If you want this life on the inside of you, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And the people, man, you know, because they could not spiritually discern that what he was saying, you know, the Bible says many of them turned up and didn't walk with him no more. And Peter and the disciples came to him, and he asked them, he said, wait, what about y'all? Y'all going to go too? Peter said, not me. You have the words of life. And Jesus made this statement. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Let me say that one more time. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It comes from a spirit, God. It is spirit. It comes from a spirit. It is addressed and sent to a spirit. Your spirit. That part, that ruler in you I've been telling you about for the last 3 months. That king in you. That queen in you. He said, for my blood is drank indeed, and my body is meat indeed. If you eat this, and drink this, my blood and my body, hey, you're going to have a life of God on the inside of you. Not natural life like we live in and thinking, you know, that as we prosper in the things of life that in the world's way of prosperity, you know, that those are the mere blessing of God that he want to bless us with. No, they're far greater blessings. Far greater blessings than any material possession that we could ever possess. For a greater blessing. For a greater potential on the inside of us. Than anything that we could accomplish, man, with our natural possessions. Potential on the inside of us that we can accomplish, man, that I don't care. The most you could get in your natural possessions couldn't accomplish that. What you mean, Arthur? You could be a trillion zillionaire, man, and you can't buy eternal life. You could be a trillion zillion billionaire, and you can't buy, man, salvation. You could have all the money in the world, and then all the money, man, in the universe, and you can't buy, man, a personal relationship, man, with the Father in heaven, with God. You could have all the money in the world. And the money that isn't. And you can't escape death. What a blessing of the Lord that God blessed Adam with. Remember when in the garden when God said this, God told them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the Bible said, God blessed them.